The Navy was involved. The astronomer was William White from the Naval Orinus Test Station at Channel Lake. It was a very ambitious program, and we made one flight on the project in December the 12th, 1962. That was almost successful.
Do you remember where that landed?
Yes, it landed at Lordsburg, New Mexico. It took off in the morning and landed that next morning at near Lordsburg, New Mexico. The project needed additional funding to continue on. Dr. Stepp had been transferred from the Air Med Lab, and he was the only visionary in the Air Force that would help promote such programs. So the program was canceled. Unfortunately, it was canceled at a great loss to the scientific community. And financially, it was a disaster for our country because NASA got the same data at cost of billions of dollars that we were doing for a few hundred thousand, but that was a political decision and an economic decision that the Air Force made. And that was the last high altitude balloon flight that was made in this country, period.
Going back to Dr. Hynek, what was your relationship with him?
Well, I knew Dr. Hynek for 5 years. As I said, he was a consultant to the Air Force Blue Book Project, and he would frequently come to Wright-Patterson for meetings, and he would spend half a day with the Blue Book people over at the AFTD, and then he would come over and we would work on our Stargazer project. I would see him quite frequently, I would say at least once a month, and most of a discussion about the project.
Did he ever have reason to discuss any of the Blue Book stuff with you?
No, but we talked about these things, and we discussed the prevalence of UFO sightings when their balloons were airborne, because a lot of the UFOs were reports were when there was actually a balloon at altitude, the sun had set on the earth, but it was still shining on the balloon, and it would sparkle, and there was a lot of UFO reports, and we discussed this at length about UFOs, and but he never ever mentioned to me any of his convictions about the validity of any UFOs that could not be explained by good examination or investigation.
Did he seem like he thought that there was indeed these
no.
flying saucers?
He gave no indication that there was any credence to any real defining anything that could not be explained by good investigation. Either aircraft, sunspots, balloons. He never ever indicated to me that he thought there was things that were not explained.
So was it surprising to see him come out with a lot of these books?
Oh, I was flabbergasted when the Roswell incident was reported. I'm certain if he would have had any idea that there was such a thing, any validity to it, that we would have discussed it at length. Never did he ever mention the Roswell incident, and this I was associated with him up through 1963, and I feel certain that if he felt there was any validity to, if he knew about the Roswell incident, that he would have discussed it.
I see, but he was obviously being the astronomer on this project, he was thoroughly familiar with balloon techniques.
Oh yes.
That would have the Air Force was using at that time.
He knew everything about the Air Force program, all the classified programs. He was very familiar with it, not only through the practical application that we were doing, but through his association with AFTD.
Mm-hmm. And after you did Stargazer, did you ever have occasion to run into him at a conference or anything?
No, the last time I saw him was in 1963.